Good morning. It is Q&A day, and we are going to start with not necessarily a class, but I want to teach y'all about worthiness. So we're going to talk a little bit about worthiness because one of the questions inside the No BS Planner that I think throws us for a loop a lot of times is the question like, why am I worth this work today? Like, I am worth this work today because, and so I want to talk about it because I've just been watching the Facebook group and I've noticed that comment coming up a lot. And I will just say, I think it's very telling of society that when we are confused about our own worthiness, I don't say that to depress all of us. I say that to alert all of us that when you are confused by that question, when you do not understand that question, you are normal. Today in society, we do not talk about people's worth. We do not elevate people's worth. We are in a society where we try to fix ourselves from a place of not being good enough. And we try to fix ourselves from what's wrong with us. And we tell ourselves nice things like, I'm going to become the best version of me. And I have been guilty of saying that. I've been guilty of even coaching y'all. But I started thinking about that concept about a week ago. And one of the things that I was mulling over is when we are creating, like when we want to lose weight because we believe that's the better version of us or the best version of us lives this way, that implies that the version of us today is not good enough. And then we have our list of reasons why we're not good enough. It is really hard to feel compassion, love, self-respect, worthiness from thinking you're broken, thinking things are wrong with you, and having the list of things that aren't good enough. And it will feel compelling, y'all. You will want to argue with me that the only way to become this next version of you is to get rid of all of this. But I want to just say this. I invite all of us, including myself, to stop saying anything about there being a better version of us out there. There is another version. She might be doing different things. She might be thinking different things. She may even have lost her weight. Maybe she's had children that she never thought she could. Maybe she's found a partner that she never thought she could. Maybe she's healed relationships that she never thought she could, but she's not better than us. She is in a different place and she evolved into a different version of her that she wanted to create. That also, when you think about it that way, implies that as of right now, we are all the current best version of ourselves. The version of you sitting there right now, the version of me that was sitting on the couch at 250 pounds, crying her eyes out and telling Chris, I don't give a fuck what I'm doing, but I'm going to love it. I'm going to like it. I'm going to do it for the rest of my life. And I'm not giving up this time. That was the best version of me to date. That version of me that was sitting there, no, she did not have her weight loss. No, she had tons of crappy thoughts about herself and stuff. But the best version of me was the one sitting there paying attention to herself. The best version of me was the one that on that day thought about what she wanted instead of what was wrong with her. I didn't need to change my weight to be the best version of me. I needed to look inside and start thinking about what is right about this version right now. And so I know I have a lot of you out there who joined No BS and you've got 100, 200, 300 pounds to lose. For me, this is probably for all of you, one of the hardest concepts that you'll get because society teaches us that when we are overweight, that we are worthless. They tell us all the reasons why we're not good enough. And you got to set all that aside. That's the hardest work of being a No BS woman and someone that's going to lose weight. It is to set aside everything you've been told, and everything somebody has said about you and just decide, what is my opinion today? Do I like my opinion or not? Is this opinion of me today moving me forward, keeping me stuck, or dragging me back? Because that's all that's going to happen every single day. And so it's real important for all of you to think about, how am I the best version of myself today? Let's say that you have done something that you feel so much shame over. Maybe you feel guilt. Maybe you think, Corinne, no, I'm a bad person. You don't know what I said. You don't know what I did. You don't know my sins. The best version of you today is the one that is aware of all of them and still willing to learn how to love yourself anyway, to move forward. That's the best version of you. We all have this opportunity. We all have this. We can think these things, but it's a practice. It's a slow roll at best. I cannot wave magic wands and make you feel good all the time, keep your brain focused on the future and stuff. All I can tell you is we want to be focused on where we want to go. So anytime you're trying, your brain's trying to get you off your game, it's your job. It's your duty to yourself to say, not today. I want to work on the, on like my best version of me today. There's nothing wrong with me. There's just things about me. Like it's, I want you to, it's such a mind fuck. There's literally nothing wrong with you, and you don't need to focus on what's wrong with you and still want to change. You can have amazing reasons to change. And I think that that is the thing that's missing for all of us. It's like when we want to change, we feel like it's just a, like, it's almost like against our own will. I have to come up with all the things that are wrong with me in order to know what to change. And I just don't, I have never gotten success that way. I tried for years. It did not work. My weight loss came off when I stopped trying to figure out what was wrong with me. And I just sat in the space of, what do I want for me? I wanted to be able to play with my son without getting gassed and winded. I wanted to be able to wear clothes that I wanted, without being restricted to just clothes that were made for, you know, girls my size. There were just so many things that I wanted to eat healthier, not because I was a junk food queen, but because I knew all the things that were going on in my body. Like I tell y'all this all the time. I always want the good poop. Always want the good poop. And I wanted to be that kind of person that, you know, didn't need to take Imodium some days. And then other days I was needing to get a Colace, all because of how I was eating. Like I wanted to be someone that was like, you know what? I just don't want to be on meds like my mom. I knew that there was I just focused on these versions of me. And so I just kind of wanted to start with that today. Don't ask me why that was even on my heart, but it was like up in it big time. And that ties me into wanting to talk to y'all today about worthiness. And then I'm going to do a few announcements and then we'll get to questions. So I'm going to mix it up a little bit today and we're going to get to the worthiness work. And then we'll get to a few announcements and then we will answer questions and we will get out of here. All right. And then before I do that though, somebody is logged in as me. I'm going to promote you, but whatever coach is here, just want to let you know your name is, you must be logged in as me, and that's okay. Don't try to go out and come back in. But let me see if it'll even let me promote myself. it may not. So whatever coach is here, I don't think it's going to promote you as me. So yeah, you're declining, Corinne. What a bitch. Go out, come back in as a regular you. And then let me pull up the chat so I can see that. It's okay, Judith. Just go on out and come back in and then raise your hand. That'll be fine. All right. Worthiness. So this question is in the planner and it throws people for a loop. There's not a week that goes by where I'm not in the Facebook group scrolling around and seeing somebody asking about how do you answer that question? So I just want to say, first and foremost, if you have asked that question, bravo. I am so proud of you. One of the things I wish more people would do inside of No BS is when you're confused, when you don't know how something's working, anything that's going on, please, please post, ask us, ask in the Facebook group, ask and ask coaches. We are more than happy to explain things. I don't care if we've explained them 5,000 times. I am happy, happy, happy to always explain things over and over again. That is how we learn. That is how I learn. All right. Being worthy is simply, this is all it means, is that you are aware, or let's start with this. You are aware that you deserve respect and love from yourself and others. So let me say that one more time. Being worthy is simply being aware. That just means knowing that worthiness means I deserve respect and love from myself and from other people. When I looked up this definition, I thought that this was the most powerful one that I could find about worthiness. Because the way that I want you to think about it is that your worthiness has to get shored up with you first before it will with others. So what does that mean? We need to be aware of all of our little old shitties that we carry around that are disrespecting ourselves or is unloving of ourselves. That would mean catching thoughts like, I can't do this. I'm lazy. I'm no good at this. Nobody likes me. They all hate me. There's 1,001 ways that we disrespect ourselves. Disrespecting yourself would mean every single day. Like if showing yourself self-respect would be coming home in the afternoons, knowing that you're going to want to eat your face off because that's what you've done the last 10 days. And self-respect would be walking into the house and telling yourself, I know you want to eat. There's nothing wrong with that. But here's what we're going to do today. We're going to do something different, and we'll do something different every single day until we figure out how to take the temperature down on the food. An unworthy person will go in every single day and just think, fuck it, I can't solve this. This always happens. That's disrespectful. That's you just acting like this is out of your control. Nothing is out of your control. Here's what's always in your control. The amount of time, compassion, and patience you give yourself with whatever you're working on. When you practice worthiness, you are looking for opportunities to use love for yourself when loathing is easier or automatic. When you are practicing worthiness, you look for ways to respect yourself, respect your goals, respect your thinking when dismissing, disrespecting, and disengaging is the easier way to do it. And I want you to work on you first. Even though worthiness is about like making sure that others respect you and other people like treat you well, that kind of stuff. This is the thing that I've noticed. Most of us who feel unworthy often have a few key players in our life who think we are worthy and they can't say enough and they can't do enough to cut through the noise of our own head. That is what happened with Chris and I for a long time. Chris was he just loved me. Like from the moment we started dating, right before we even started dating, Chris just thought I was amazing. And he would tell me things. And I mean, I would not even hear it. I would sit there and think, yeah, he thinks that now just because he wants booty. Before we even had the booty, he was telling me, like, you are just so interesting. You're like, you're unlike any girl I've ever met. He would tell me, like, you're hilarious, but you're smart as a whip. Like, you just think about things in a different way. He would tell me all that stuff. And every single time I would say, yeah, he probably just wants some ass. And if I start giving up ass, he's going to be out. He's going to start treating me how he really wants to. It didn't matter what he said because I thought I was trash. I didn't think I was worthy of someone who picked up the check. Seriously, I had a big thing about that. I just knew that I was always going to marry. My first husband was a thief, a crook, and a cheat. And I just knew that I was always going to be the only person I'd ever be able to date would be somebody that I was going to have to pay for it. And when Chris and I first started dating, my worthiness was so in the toilet that when he would pay, it was unnerving. I thought he just wanted something from me. I couldn't even understand that that was just polite. So we have to work on ourselves first. Then we turn it up a notch and start working on everyone else. We start like looking around. Like if you went to relationships weekend, camp, we start looking around and seeing what boundaries do we need to set. Too often we're setting boundaries because we feel unworthy. And we're setting boundaries to try to get everybody to treat us differently, hoping we'll feel better. When we need boundaries with ourselves first. Anytime that we're tearing ourselves apart, we need a boundary. We don't do that anymore. We stop that shit. We put pressure on the wound. We don't just let it bleed out. So it's really important that you understand that definition. Now, sometimes people confuse worthiness with maybe that would make me better than other people. No, worthiness is not about anybody being better than anyone else. It is about respect and love for self, respect and love for others. Worthiness also doesn't mean that you have to be perfect or good every day. Worthiness just means that you know that at a fundamental level that you deserve your respect, even when you're a shit show. You deserve your love, even in the fuck ups, and the people around you do too. You don't have to forgive everybody, but you are always looking for ways. Worthiness is always about loving and respecting first, and then acting second. All right. That question, you do not need to skip it. You do need to answer it every single day. It's one of the most important questions that we have. And if it's uncomfortable or you're drawing a blank, that doesn't mean don't do it. It means write something down because it's tapping on something that you fundamentally believe, which is I have a reasons why I'm unlovable. Even if you think the world can love you, you have reasons why you think you might be unlovable for you. It could be just your weight right now. Well, if I wasn't so big, if I hadn't gained 30 pounds, if I was still the same weight as I was pre-baby, if I weighed what all the other retirees weighed, that might be your thing that you're hanging on to that makes you unlovable to you and others. So it's important that you don't skip this because you deserve to find true self-love and self-respect. And then if you have a hard time answering this question, there is a couple of ways to do this. I'm going to give you some examples that you can use to brainstorm. I would invite y'all to go to the Facebook group after today, and I would type in, here's what I learned on today's Q&A, and this is why everybody should watch it. And here's some of the worthy things I am going to start practicing. The other thing that you can do is if you go to the Taking Big Ass Action course, it's in the self-study resources. I want you to go to Defining Your Whys, the bonus lesson. Sometimes you can just use your whys. Sometimes the whys are enough for you to be able to use that as a worthiness part of your exercise, just to show you, like, this is why this is important to me. Sometimes I write down the reason why I'm worth the work and maintenance on doing the planner every day is I'm worth this work because I love myself finally, and I don't want to stop doing that work. I love myself enough to write something down today. So somebody asked, why if we feel worthy, do we still self-sabotage? Just because you feel worthy doesn't mean you don't make mistakes. It doesn't mean that you have like all kinds of other stuff going on. So like some people self-sabotage like this. They think, the smaller I get, I'm going to lose friends. A lot of times we have this self-sabotage habit of thinking about what's going to go wrong when we lose weight. Here's a big one for a lot of you that you do. You'll lose some weight and you'll have this thought, if I'm going to keep losing weight, I'm going to probably have to, at some point I'm going to have to give up those foods I like. Like, it's not now, but it's coming and I'm not going to be able to eat very much. So we think that like it's just true. Like there's just this day coming where we don't get to eat as much and we're going to be miserable and we're going to be hungry and we're going to have to give up our favorite foods. If you believe that, guess what you do now? You don't try new things to see if you'd actually be as hungry as you fucking fear. You don't like manipulate your foods, try new things to see if these fears are true. Self-sabotage does not always come from unworthiness. Most of the time, it's just coming from a big pile of shitty-ass lies we tell ourselves about what's going to happen next, what we fear is going to happen, what we're worried that will happen. A lot of times, people will be so worried they'll have loose skin. But, I'm going to lose this weight and like, I'm going to have all this loose skin. I'm never going to look the way that I want to look and blah, blah, blah. And they're so focused on what's going to go wrong that they get a lot of anxiety going. Well, guess what? Why would you have any kind of motivation if somebody invites you out on Friday night for chips and salsa? That invites the thought, a little won't hurt. Because in the back of your mind, it's like, well, a little won't hurt. Because you ain't never going to look the way you want anyway, so why bother? And when you don't challenge those thoughts, when you don't sit there and think like, hell, I may have loose skin, but maybe I'll have loose skin and not give a shit. Maybe I'll have loose skin and sometimes be obsessed about it, but I'll also be obsessed over the new clothes I can wear. That's what happened with me. It's like, I lost weight, y'all. I got loose skin, I got rumples, I got all the things. But I would never go back. You know why? I focus on the quality of life I have now. So like, we have to watch our minds. We have to watch what we're doing. All right, Judith, let me get you promoted. So let me give you some examples of some worthy things that y'all can write. Number one, I deserve respect and love from myself. That's a simple one. You're worthy of this work because you can write down, I deserve respect and love from myself. I'm working on feeling respect and love for myself. I'm open to the idea that I can learn to respect myself, to love myself. Next, others love me, which means there are things about me I can love too. Very often what we can do is when we look around and we take an honest look at our life and we see there are people who really care about us, who truly care about us, we can say, well, even if I don't feel love for me, I'm worth this work because others do. Next, I've overcome hardships and rough times. A lot of times, like you can find worthiness in like, man, I have overcome a lot of shit in my life. I keep going. It's not an easy life for me, but shit, I've never given up. Every day, I think about my mother. Talk about somebody whose worthiness scale is in the toilet at times. Poor old Mammy. I don't know if she's here or not, but I'm always talking about Mammy. But my mom has like, I think she's 64 now. like for the first time in her life, has like a glint of feeling worthy. And when I was writing this one out, I was sitting there thinking, what a shame. My mother spent her entire life working all the jobs, showing up to asshole bosses and eating shit every day because she was bound and determined to give us a good education and feed our asses. She overcame so many hardships and rough times. She didn't think about what a survivor she was. She wasn't ever focused on, you know, like, man, this makes me one resilient motherfucking badass. She just thought she deserved it because she got pregnant young. So remind yourself of worthiness. I'm still standing and working on myself. Another one, mistakes don't make me a lesser person. They make me human. One of the things I write some days when I have depression, on my days when like I'll have like maybe a few days where it's really rough on me, just tell myself every day, I am human. Whether you believe in God or not, maybe you're a, you know, child of the universe, whatever's going on, I tell myself all the time, like, I am worthy because I am here. I am worthy because some creator somewhere wanted me here for a reason. And that makes me worthy. We all play an important part in the world. We have to remember that. We're not here by accident. This is not just by chance. I just don't believe that. It doesn't matter whether you're religious or not. I love knowing that there is some kind of order or sense of all of it. It gives me some calm when things are not going the way they should. The way I think they should. Just like, I can't tell y'all how many times I have thought about Logan and I have told Chris, as hard as it's been, he was meant to be our baby. We are so dedicated to him. I may not be the best mother, but I would die trying to make sure that baby's life is set and he's happy and he has every advantage that he possibly could have. And I just think Chris and I weren't supposed to have just an easy kid. We weren't supposed to have something that we didn't have to work hard at. We're such hard workers. We're so determined. I'm a fucking overachiever. I was meant to have a child that required me to level up, to face my fears, to learn the lessons I needed, not just to help him, but to help even more people. When I think about it that way, y'all, I don't sit around and feel sorry for myself. I feel extremely worthy when I think about those things. And all of you can think about those things in your life. You have to decide to think those things. You can't just sit there and keep redeciding every day to keep the thinking that keeps you stuck. You have to redecide every day the new thinking, the thinking that's going to help you build each and every day towards that next version of you. I'm emotional. You can tell I'm going to start my period this week. Mother Nature's looming, y'all. There are people who love me and that makes me special. There are people I've changed, I've loved or helped that make me unique and special. Things that hurt now won't matter much in the future. So I won't diminish my worthiness on things that will improve or possibly fade over time. I'm stronger than I give myself credit for at times. Beauty standards change, and I'm lucky to live in a time of the body positivity movement. These were some of the things that I wrote down as yesterday when I was prepping for this. I really wanted to talk to y'all about worthiness because I think it's so important. So I hope you enjoyed that. Let me do a few announcements and then we're going to get over here to the Q&A. Number one, if you're brand new, welcome to No BS. This is the Q&A call. I often start with a little teachy on just something, either a small piece of content or a small little thing that goes on inside No BS, just to give us some solid grounding there. And then I go into Q&A where members can ask questions in the Q&A box. Coach Judith is here. She is going to be answering questions in Q&A, save some for me. And Coach Kara and Coach Judith are also over in the chat. So we have plenty of help for you. These calls are optional. They are not required. I always want our members going through our courses. So do your No BS course first. Do the monthly course. If you've been here and already graduated from the No BS weight loss course, do the monthly course, then layer in live calls. And if you miss the live, never fear, my dear. They are always done on replays in your private member podcast and in the video replays. This month, we are still rocking and rolling, conquering the scale. Will y'all please let me know, use your emojis and let me know, are you enjoying conquering the scale? I'm just going to be real honest with y'all. It's one of my favorite courses I've ever written. I just thought it was so needed. So what we have just needed this extra level of help for scale drama and all the things that go along with it. So please make sure that you finish conquering the scale, especially if you're going into maintenance, because conquering the scale is going to be a great foundation for when we release the maintenance course in July. So July, there's going to be two things happening in the membership. There's going to be the maintenance course will release for all the members who need it, but we're also doing a birthday challenge that month. So for everybody who is actively losing weight, you will be getting all kinds of information about the fun month and prizes and all the bullshit that we're doing throughout the month of July to help you keep losing weight all summer. So this week in Conquering the Scale, we're focused on lessons 5 and 6, which is I weighed blank, now what? So that lesson is all about, did you gain? Did you lose? Did you maintain? And what are your thoughts about it? And then we also have a lesson called personal versus process. Really identifying when you're getting on the scale and you're like feeling pretty unworthy, you are allowing the number on the scale to determine your self-worth instead of getting on the scale and reinforcing or tweaking the process you're using each week to lose weight and the things you need to work on. So two super valuable lessons. There's also the Friday weekly weigh-in thread in the Facebook group where you can share your weigh-ins. The call to action this week is going to be use the 4 N's process, which is inside the Conquering the Scale lessons, to weigh in this week and share how it went in that weigh-in thread. Our coaches will be inside that weigh-in thread every single Friday, coaching anyone who wants to share their weigh-ins and their thoughts around it. Everybody is saying they love the 4N content and they also love the personal versus process lesson. So y'all make sure you listen to it. And if you're not registered for Don't Stop Believing, there's still 5.5 weeks to train. If you want to join us, maybe you're experienced and you can already do an hour of walking, you can still get in. If you go over to nobswomen.com, go to the events tab, you can find out the information for Don't Stop Believing. You can do it virtually or you can do it in person with us. We still have in-person slots left. The mindset, our second mindset call is going to be this Sunday on overcoming I don't want to train today thinking. And also we have our special bonus call with Susie Hatley tomorrow, Thursday at 5 p.m. Central Time, where she's going to talk about mobility and moving beyond pain. All right, let's go to the questions. What do I do when setting lifestyle goals instead of a scale goal feels out of reach? Everything I truly want as a lifestyle goal feels impossible because of my chronic health conditions. Like I can't even take the tiniest step towards the goal. I want to hike, but I can't physically walk to the end of the driveway. And as there are chronic medical problems, it feels like there's no hope for improvement. I also feel resentful that my body doesn't allow me to live the way I want. Liz, so first of all, you want to work more on the relationship you have with your body right now. You have a lot of thoughts about it being bad and broken. It's limiting me. It's doing all of these things. Versus some options to think about. I have a body, and each and every day, I'm going to figure out something small I can do for it. Maybe today, I release anger all day long. Maybe today, I don't necessarily love it, but I'm not going to be angry at it today. I'm just going to be with it and try to exercise compassion for myself. That it would be normal to wish for things instead of my body won't let me. That's a big difference. So before you can do anything, like, you know, taking tiny steps and all this other stuff, it's important for you to think about quality of life first starts with your thoughts. It does not start with your body. This is a big one. There are probably people, and I'm not saying this to diminish you, but I just want you to understand how, like, your body is somebody's dream. There's somewhere probably somebody sitting in the world 3 days from dying who would trade to have a broken down, immobilized body, but they could spend another year with their family. And so I say that because so often we think that the current condition of our body, the pain, the whatever, that's causing us to feel so bad. It's how we think about it. I'm not asking you to be like, from today on, to be like, this is the best body ever. Or, you know, like, we do not need pie in the sky thoughts. But I do want you to use the four N's, and I want you to notice the thinking that you do have. Let me put my glasses back on. Things like, these are the thoughts I would pull out and I would work on. Everything is out of reach. My chronic health condition doesn't allow me to take steps towards my goals. Like, if you want to be able to hike, then guess what? The version of you on day one, it doesn't matter if you're hiking. It doesn't matter how far you can walk. It matters if you keep that option open, or you tell yourself 1,000 reasons why it could never happen for you. The version of you that might hike one day, or the version of you that decides hiking might not be able to work for me, but I've decided to have a higher quality of life in my mind. I'm going to hike the mountain of self-esteem first. I'm going to hike the mountain of self-love first. I'm going to hike the mountain of forgiveness of my body's condition first, before I do physical hikes. So the version of you that may or may not hike one day starts off with today of being present with, here are the things I keep telling myself I can't do. I need to start talking to myself about, where can I give myself compassion? Where can I stop talking about things in such a way that it depresses me? It's like, not only am I suffering through physical pain, but I'm layering in this emotional pain on top. Let's work on the emotional pain first. I've just been diagnosed with shingles. Let me go back 1 second. Liz, do the self-love course. There's a few resources I think that will be helpful. The self-love course would be helpful. The rewriting your past. If you go to the worksheets, there is a rewriting your past worksheet, and there is a couple of videos about that. That might be helpful. If you've attended any of our camps, one, I don't know if you went to Becoming the Hero of Your Story, redoing the hero of your story with the mindset of you becoming the hero of your body might be helpful. If you didn't do that one, if you did relationships camp, I would go back through all of those videos, and I would do it with your body as being the key relationship to change. Those are a few things that you could think about. All right. I've just been diagnosed with shingles. I had a binge bucket eat weekend, and I'm telling myself that now it's time to get back to no BS. All right. Yesterday, I made my 24-hour plan, water, et cetera. and made my plan today. My question is, are there any modules you would suggest when in the sick situation? I guess when you're diagnosed, like, what do you, I'm not 100% sure what you mean by in this sick situation. You're back on track. I don't know that you need anything else other than to focus on, I need to do my discovery worksheet on why I thought a binge bucket weekend was going to help shingles. Like, and this is serious. Like, most of us would just be like, well, we know it doesn't, Karan. It did for some reason. You need to figure out why your brain thought it was helpful. What was it doing for you? It probably was like, I'm pissed and mad that I got shingles, so that'll take my mind off of it. Maybe it was, I'm just feeling so bad. I'm going to eat so I can feel better. Anytime we binge, anytime we fuck it eat, anytime we're overeating, there's always a positive payoff. Now, that positive payoff might not lead to weight loss. It's not going to lead us to our goals, but it's definitely, we're getting rewarded for it for some reason. And we want to be aware of what that reward is so that we can be like, huh, no wonder I turned to food because I'm mistakenly thinking these things. So next time when this happens, I want to give myself better strategies for handling my emotions, for when things feel unfair, when things feel too hard for me. I want to give myself better strategies of how to console myself, how to be with myself, how to tolerate pain, how to do those things. Because right now, the way that we're consoling and doing the things is with food. And what we realize is that afterward, we're like, well, that worked for about a minute, but it wasn't worth it because now I'm having to do all this and I didn't get this. So that's important to do. Also, if you're wondering about protocols and stuff, when we do our June 4th workshop, so don't forget everyone, we have like some exciting things coming. We are finishing up Conquering the Scale. I believe, is it this week? I need to get my calendar up. Yes, we are finishing the Conquering the Scale course this week. Next week is the Doable Hunger Challenge Week. So if you go to the Conquering the Scale course, you scroll down to the bottom, there is this beautiful graphic. It's a PDF that you can print off, and it's the Doable Hunger. Let me see if I can pull it up. I had it up yesterday, but I think I accidentally... I think I took it down. Let's see. I don't know if that's it or not. No, that was something else. But there's this great, the link is now in the chat. So if you go to the Conquering the Scale and you look, there is a two-sided challenge where you can do a this or that. An either and or. So every day of the week, we have given you two different versions of a doable hunger challenge. You pick the one you want to do, and you do it for the day, and you learn from it. On that page, it will tell you exactly how to do each one of the challenges. So we have got some of our best tried and true methods for testing hunger and enough. So next week as a group, we're going to be all doing it together. You're going to see Facebook posts galore happening. My own team is going to be doing it. They're going to be sharing what they're doing in the Facebook group. We're all going to reset our hunger a little bit next week just to make sure like, oh, okay, we're going to do it together. We're going to discuss it. We're going to recalibrate. So if you've been like, if you've been here for a while, this is a great one to try because it's going to help you like, all right, maybe you've lost 20, 30 pounds. Maybe you just joined Queen's Club. Now's a good time to reassess hunger and enough to see if it's shifted for you. So we're doing that next week to kick off. So we're ending the scale and we're kicking off stalls and plateaus. One of the courses you've all been waiting for forever for me. It is the number one question that we get written into to get coached on. Almost every single week, I'm coaching on someone who's doing all the things, or I just keep losing the same 5 pounds over and over again. I've been here for a while and I lost the amount of weight, but it's been a few months since I lost any. I'm on a stall. I'm on a plateau. We have a whole course next month coming out in it, and I'm going to help you break it. We're going to learn all about it. So next week, Doable Hunger Challenge. That Saturday, we're doing the June 4th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. We're doing the Summer Reset Workshop for all of you. This is great for a lot of you who are wanting to do protocols. You're wanting, like, your kids are getting out of school. Maybe your grandkids are going to come visit. We need to redo ideal days. We are going to be getting our shit straight for the summer so that you can lose weight. And then we're going to roll straight into stalls and plateaus for the month of June. Everybody should be losing weight. Seriously. You are getting a hunger challenge. You are getting a half a day workshop to get all your shit together for the summer so that you ain't got your pants down. And then we're working on stalls and plateaus, which all of us will have one at some point. It is a great opportunity to recalibrate your brain. Then in July, we're going to have the Gift of Fat Challenge for Corinne's birthday, where we're going to set it up to help y'all keep the momentum going all summer long. All right. I'm a March newbie, and I've been playing with the same 5 pounds. Good. Next month, you're going to love us. I've been consistent with all 4 basics. However, I have difficulty with the signal for enough. I am getting discouraged as the calendar continues to count off the year. What can I do to hone in on the signal? Carla, you better not fucking miss next week. If you want to know what to do, you can do it right now. You can go to the Conquering the Scale page, get out that calendar every single day, pick one of the challenges and do it. Some of you may want to do it twice. You might, this week you do one, the top part, next week you do the bottom part. That's how you're going to figure out enough. So we just have, like, sometimes figuring out enough means eating less than you want. A lot of times y'all kill me. It's like, I have a hard time figuring out what enough is. No, you don't. Here you go. Next meal, eat 25% of what you serve yourself. And then don't eat again for 2 hours. I bet you'll know if that was enough or not. Question is, are you brave enough to do it? Or are you going to talk yourself out of it by saying, like, well, oh my God, Corinne, now if I only ate 25%, I might get hungry. What if I get hungry? I might overeat and I might do these things. And so you don't do nothing. So you never know what enough is. So here's the deal. All of you can find enough. It's, are you brave enough to look for it? That means that maybe one day you have to not eat enough to be like, oh, now I really know what enough is. So I'm just going to add a little bit back every few meals until I'm dialed in. I hope that was helpful, Carla. Just want to see if I'm understanding what Corinne is teaching right now. Having worthiness is building the life that I want to live while living the version of me that I'm right now. Is that kind of it? Or am I missing them? No, you're getting it just fine, Donna. It's, we want to live our life right now talking better to ourselves. Like, we want to think about, here are all the things that I see myself doing in the future. So if I'm going to do all those things in the future today, I got to be the kind of person that focuses on where I'm going, not what's wrong with me. I got to focus on the things I'm willing to do for myself, not the things I'm afraid of. If I'm going to focus on the future, I got to figure out what are my strengths today to build on, instead of thinking about all the things that are wrong with me that are going to slow me down. That's the difference. A person who feels worthy of their future, who feels worthy of their dreams and goals, doesn't sit around thinking about what's wrong with them. You know what they do? They sit around thinking about what they can do for themselves, what they did right today. They catch themselves in little moments and say, like, good going. like the little things. We miss out. I heard this saying the other day. It wasn't a saying, but I was listening to a coaching call from another membership. And this person, and I watch y'all do this a lot. I'll have people come on the call who maybe you've lost 50 pounds and you've got like 20 more to go, or maybe you've lost all your weight, or maybe you've lost the first 20 of the 100 you need to lose. And people will come on the call and they will be so scared and they will want coaching on like, but I'm still not this, and I'm still not this, and I'm still not this. And I'm like, you are missing it. There was a version of you that would have given anything to be 20 pounds down on the way to losing 100. And you're missing it. You're missing the moment that you get to feel proud. You're missing the moment that you can look and say, see, I'm working on me. See, I haven't given up yet. Unlike all the other times. The person who's lost 50 and only has 20 left to go. It's like they're missing it. They're not even proud. They're just like, but I still haven't lost 20. And there was a version that had 70 pounds to lose that if you would have asked her, how do you think you'll feel at 50 pounds? Great. I would be so motivated. I would be like, blah, 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 blah. That's why I tell y'all all the time, how much weight you lose, if you get it right, how many plans you make, none of it matters if you're going to miss out on it. You have to decide every day to be proud. And as women, it is one of the hardest things we do. We are not taught to be proud of ourselves. We are taught to be second fiddle to men. That is just the socialization we've all been brought up in. We're taught to support a man, to support our boys. We even talk to our boys differently than we talk to our girls. I was reading something one time just to show you just how subtle the messaging is to women that we're not as good. And I don't say all this to hate men, because I love my husband. I joke with him all the time about how, like, he looks like the patriarchy. Seriously. He's like a bald middle-aged guy. But we don't even notice it. But when boys are young and they're being mean to a girl, like not saying nice things or whatever, little girls are told, well, you know, don't get so upset. Boys just take longer to mature. Rather than going to the boy and saying, hey, take a look at her. See how she's acting? That's maturity. It is everywhere. So that is why I tell you this, because it is upon us, ourselves, to not hate the system, but to be aware of how much conditioning is around us so that we can choose ourselves every day, even when society doesn't. Do not miss out on your greatness. Do not wait on the world to acknowledge it. The world's not good at it. The world's not trained to do it. And you wanting it has you missing out on you finding it, on you teaching yourself to do it. When you feel good about you, you don't need the world to do it for you anymore. You stop waiting. So stop missing out on what is right in front of you every day to feel good about. There's always something. If you feel there's nothing, challenge that thought. You're breathing. You're here. If you can't find something to celebrate, then at least do this. I am open to the idea that I can create something to celebrate tomorrow. I am open to the idea that in this meal, I can do something so that at the end, I got something to celebrate. March, baby. I'm doing pretty good following the four basics and seeing results. Yay. But I'm still counting calories. Stop that, Emily. I know it's stemming from some old shitties, but I'm having a hard time with the idea of stopping the calorie counting. Any suggestions for some thoughts I can practice to stop? There's no thoughts to practice to stop the calorie counting. You just have to stop the calorie counting and let it feel like shit. That's the news I got for you. This is the question you're asking. I want to keep counting calories so I can feel safe. And I want Corinne to tell me something that's going to make me feel really good and motivated. Not happening. The only thing that you can do is, this is the best thought I would tell myself. I want to quit counting calories for a week. And it's going to feel like butt. I'm going to want to do it. My brain's in the habit of doing it. It's going to think I'm going to gain weight. It's going to do all these things. I just want you to be aware, like, here's every old shitty that I'll have. And that's all right. Because I'm going to tell it every single time. If in 1 week it's too much, you can always go back to counting calories. I would just give it a week and just see what happens. Most of the time, the reason why we feel unsafe is because, like, if I let go of calorie counting, well, then I won't lose weight. And then this will happen. And this will happen. And this will happen. You don't know what will happen. You have guesses. You have fears and you have anxieties. But you don't know. But it will feel really real to you. So the best news that I have for you is cut it off for a week. Allow your brain to freak out and just say, we are safe. If this doesn't work out in a week, I can always go back to counting calories. And I can try again when I feel stronger. But I would at least try it for a week to see what happens. All right, last question. So maybe I'm weird, but not sure what worthy has to do with changing. I buy a new car when I decide to. It is a change and I don't worry about whether I'm worthy to change my car. Well, you already feel worthy. Some people won't get a car because they think they don't deserve it. You just think, like, this is easy. Anybody should be able to get a car. I tie my hair and I don't worry about whether I'm worthy of being a redhead, a new house, join a new club. I didn't worry about whether I'm worthy enough to join No BS. I know we get messages you have just described, but we change all the time. Oh, this thing is jumping around without worth being an issue. Some people don't have a worthiness issue and that's great, but I will just tell you, most people do. It is not that, like, if you don't, then I would just celebrate that you don't have that issue. That question should be super easy for you every single day. It will be your no-brainer question. It's just like for me, what am I grateful for today? It is a no-brainer. I never have a hard time with that question. It's always Chris is number one. Half the time, Jane is number two. My brain is number three most of the time. Like, that's usually the most repeated three things I have. It's easy for me to find things I like about myself. And it's easy for me to find things that I'm grateful for. Because for a long time now, I have been thinking about it. I have made myself become that person. But for a lot of us, we don't feel very worthy. Sometimes we don't give ourselves respect. Like, we overeat because we're worried about what somebody might think about us. That's a worthiness thing. Like when you put somebody else's opinion above your own, that means they're more worthy than you. So it's just kind of looking at it and pulling it apart. But for all of you that's not your thing, that's great. This is that moment where you celebrate. This is that moment too, where you talk about that to other women, because probably you're surrounded by women that don't think the way you do. If you look at society, most women are not thinking that way, unfortunately. That's why I'm always trying to teach y'all this new way. And for you, Pam, I think this is one of those things where you can, like, say, well, I really like this about myself. I should maybe talk about this in the group, or maybe I talk about it more out loud in my life so that other women can be like, wow, I want to be more like her. I wonder what she thinks to feel that way. So good for you. All right. That's everything. I got through the questions. Y'all have a great Wednesday. I will see y'all on Sunday for coaching. If you are in DSB, we will have our mindset call over there for Don't Stop Believing. Otherwise, I'll see all of you for coaching on Sunday. Talk to you later. Bye, y'all.